Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Inbounds to Noel. Across midcourt with 5. And he's not fouled. They give it to Massoud. 1 second as ripped out by Davis. Time runs out. Florida Atlantic. FAU, fantastic, awesome, unreal. Dusty Mays Owls are going to the Final Four. Kansas State never got a shot away on their final possession. Massoud had the basketball, Davis knocked it away, and Florida Atlantic holds on to defeat Kansas State, only the third number 9 seed ever to go to the Final Four. A school that had never won an NCAA tournament game before this season, and they are going to Houston. FAU is Final Four bound.
Wooga puts it up there. Got it! 88-81 Miami. 4 seconds to go. Carr across the timeline. Lets it fly. It's no good. And it's all over. There's a wild celebration. It's history. The University of Miami has made history. They're going to the Final Four for the first time in school history. They're jumping up and down. It's a wild celebration. Miami to the Final Four. Miami 88, Texas 81. That's your final score. March 26th of 2023. The Miami Hurricanes make history. Miami to the Final Four. Can you believe it?
Wow. Never thought this time of the year we'd be talking about South Florida college basketball dominating. And the story equally in Boca as it is in Coral Gables, just phenomenal. Of all the teams that play college basketball, Division I college basketball, the hundreds of teams and all the powerhouses, the ones that win every year, and we hear about their McDonald All-American show and four or five schools show up and get all the best players. And they go, I'll take this Big Mac. I'll take the quarter pounder with cheese. I got him. Oh, I've known him forever out of AAU basketball. Got him, travel league. Got bop, 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 bop. And it comes down to two of the four teams at FAU and Miami. No question about it, transfer portal has made a big difference. We've seen it with the two guys that the University of Miami has added. But, man, you still got to coach them up. You still got to go out and play. And we're not the only ones hitting the transfer portal. We're not the only ones paying. And it was really fun to watch. And for the first time in my 30 years of coming in here in the morning in different studios, this is the nicest one, I really enjoyed that basketball game yesterday. I mean, I enjoyed that to the point that outside of grabbing a bite to eat or something, that was it, man. I just couldn't take enough of it in. And the comeback, I saw it coming. I felt like it was coming. That 13 points down to taking the lead, and Jordan Miller just had, well, an historic night. What, second perfect game, 7 of 7 from the field, 13 for 13 on free throws, had some huge defensive plays. He was phenomenal, but he wasn't the only one. Maybe one of the most improved players I've ever seen from the start of the season. Woody, you're at all the games and work for him, and I'm yapping here. Wooga Poplar has turned into a front line like next year. Watch out, baby. I don't know how much better this guy's going to get, but he is really, really good. They're athletic. You'd never know. They're not the biggest team in the NBA, in college basketball. And then on top of everything else, with about 11 and a half minutes, the big rebound underneath that basket, Omer gets his fourth foul, and they got to take him out. And I'm thinking, oh, crap. And coach makes adjustments. I just thought the key players, the frontline players for Miami, I think this every game. You know, I listen to everybody else because I don't watch all the time. Oh, this guy's really good, and that guy. I don't know. Every time I watch, I think, you know what? Miami starting five is about as good as you're going to get. Now, it's heavily driven by the starting five. It's not like, don't look at bench points every night when you watch the University of Miami basketball team. But, Woody, that starting five last night looked about as good. And I know Wong didn't score. What, he scored 2 points or 4 points in the first half? And they were, oh, he's got to shoot. You're the ACC player of the year. Came out and had a great second half. But overall, that starting five for the Canes, that's about as well as they played so far.
Well, I just think the key, Joe, is that they didn't crack at any point in that game, and Texas was running away with it. They were up 13 in the second half, and, you know, that was obviously a very pro-Texas crowd at that game last night as they were playing in Big 12 country over there. So, you know, I think the mental makeup of that team is such that it just doesn't – the situation is irrelevant. I mean, they're able to keep their heads about them and stay in the game. I thought you look back at the Indiana game, and they did the same thing. Indiana comes back, takes the lead in the second half. Miami doesn't crack in that game either. But, you know, I just think experience, Joe, at this time of the year is so big. It really is. And Miami's got a ton of it. They have coaches that have been through all this stuff, and I think that is what makes the difference with this team. When it comes down to it and you got to close these games out, I just think the experience of Miami's best players and having been down this road before really made the big difference.
I don't disagree, man. And by the way, it's one of the craziest nights because after watching Pac knock down threes the other day like he was out shooting by himself, they come back in this game. And after the three-point shot being so big, they didn't make a three-pointer in the second half. They did not make a three-pointer in the second half of that game. Well, they have two in the whole game and just got inside and knocked down shots. A lot of one-on-one. But, boy, it was fun to watch. And they get after it when they started shutting things down. Boy, did you see Big Mo switch to the Hurricanes, and did they flip that thing. Once they got it going, it went 8-6-4-2 lead, and they were back out in front. A lot of good stuff, though, to get to. Congratulations to Dusty May and FAU. They beat Kansas State. They're going to the Final Four. So, well, listen, people are going to be talking about it, and FAU and Miami are one game away from playing each other. FAU and Miami are one game away.
One week from tonight, Joe.
Just amazing.
How about that?
Can you imagine us sitting here talking about Boca versus Coral Gables? Although, I mean, I know it's a South Florida thing.
And yeah, I'm sure CBS would be over the moon for that one, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I don't really care about that. I know you bring – I know that's your thing about what the rest of the country – they can kiss my ass. Listen, man, this thing's open to everybody. There's no luck getting to the Final Four. Guys get injured. That's part of it in every sport. But FAU playing with all those guards they play with and what they've been doing has been just a great story. San Diego State's actually been a great story too.
On the foul at the end of that game, Joe? What do you think? I don't think you can call that there, but
I don't know, man.
Tough call, man. Hand on the hip.
Is that like the topic of topics? I'll tell you one thing: the Miami game, they let them friggin' play. They let them go pretty good. Now, there were a couple. I thought they had a couple pretty clean blocks. That, by the way, who's the guy that jumps out of the gym for Texas? One of the greatest jumpers I have ever seen. I was afraid he's going to crack his head open on the backboard the way that guy was getting up. But, hey, listen, besides that, I want to take a second. We never talk about them. That's on me. Nova Southeastern's Division II championship. Jim Crutchfield, undefeated. Not only did they win a championship, they didn't lose a friggin' game all year. Now, Woody did come in and, you know, working at Barry, said, hey, got to tell you, man, Nova Southeastern, Division II, over by, you know, better known for where the Dolphins used to practice. We got some great programs over there. Got a baseball team. Got some guys in the big leagues. But Nova Southeastern Division II, undefeated, 36-0 champions. Amazing. Beat West Liberty, Jim Crutchfield's former team. But what a story. To go undefeated, I don't care, 36-0. I mean, you got days where certain guys don't play. You got days where other teams get hot. You play games on the road. They went 36-0. My God, that's amazing. And finally, University of Miami women, they lose last night, but what a run for Katie Meyer getting to the Elite Eight with a 54-42 loss last night. And, you know, without getting into it, they're 0-for-15 on threes and really struggled. And on top of that, LSU's got some really good friggin' players. Girl had 18 rebounds last night. So anyway, lot of good basketball stuff. Really good basketball stuff going on. So congratulations to everybody. Really, basketball here in South Florida, man. Just what a story. A lot of different things to get to within it. By the way, the Heat found out playing the Nets was you can't just show up and play. And the Panthers had two home games and lost both of them to the Rangers and Maple Leafs. So that was a rough go, especially after having a 2-0 lead after the first period against the Rangers and end up losing that game. And I got to tell you, man, I had a great Saturday. I actually got the wife to buy into let me go down and watch UM football in the morning, all morning, and watch over there what they're doing. We'll get into a little bit of that because I love with a big smile on my face going, man, this Mario's getting this thing. It's flipped real quickly. It's flipped. I know it's still got to play. I know they still got a bunch of guys that are injured coming back from surgeries and things that happened. But, man. It's I'll tell you later because I wanted to get in some. They had a little scrimmage in there too, and I'm going to blow you away with if we're just going by the one day who is the best player. I mean, he shouldn't be the best player. He's way too young to be the best player, and he will play. I know there's scrimmages, and I know there's off season, and I understand true freshmen or should be seniors in high school right now. That's always blows my mind. Just think about that. Those guys, their classes are still, like, you know, playing basketball, going to school, finishing out high school. And this guy was dominating when he was playing the other day. It was just incredible. So get into that. And, of course, tennis still going on. And enjoyed that with the big thigh to calm Bo down. I was with Bo over the weekend, and you got him all fired up, so I had to kind of get that thing.
Get him a couple
out.
Drinks out at the tennis.
Get him a couple of drinks. There you go.
What
get
are you
him.
Drinking out there, by the way? Very
tequila.
Fancy stuff out there, man.
It was whatever the sponsor was. Oh, no, they got a big tequila sponsor out there. I just said, you know, they really promote whoever the sponsor is on alcohol. That's kind of, well, this is what we have. I go, it's fine.
So you're drinking tequila?
First time.
Wow, man, it was hot out there too.
No, it's night.
That's risky.
I did night.
Okay,
night drink.
I was there for the day session.
No,
Yeah, that was not a tequila afternoon.
It was warm out there. No, you're no question about it. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to. University of Miami Pro Day today as well, with everything else going on. So we do have a lot of stuff to get to here. We'll get you caught up on everything that's going on. The NBA and the NHL, man, down the stretch we go. And Heat have seven left. And the Panthers on the outside again after losing these two games at home, man. Just two. And I get they're both good teams. But you put yourself in this situation where you can't afford to lose those home games like that. So all of a sudden, they've lost three straight and need to get things worked out. And the Heat have seven left, as I said, at Toronto tomorrow before playing the New York Knicks again in what could be a really, really big game for them. So anyway, we'll take a quick break. A lot more stuff to get to here on a Monday morning. Congratulations, man, to all of our college basketball teams. Seriously, wow. Never thought we'd be talking about Nova Southeastern, UM Women, UM Men, and FAU. And I thought that whole thing was just about the Boca Mall up there that my wife goes to all the time. That's the only thing I thought was up there was the damn Boca Mall. They got...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The damn basketball team up there. We'll be right back.
Vic on fire, though, Joe. Not a good start to the Monday morning. But, again, I said,
not good,
who
Woody.
Cares? You know, we're going to the Final
no,
Four.
No, Final Four makes everything better. Yeah. The hot dogs are better today. The
standing
breakfast.
Out there, your car's on fire. It's okay.
That might.
Yeah, it does suck.
That might be a little over the
top. Don't you get into, like, a freebie from insurance, though, if your car catches on fire?
There you go.
Like that?
I don't know. I haven't had that, so I don't know what the – I don't know what the insurance company does.
You never had your car just burst into flames on the highway?
No, I haven't. I've had the flat tires and, you know, side of the road for that, and I've bumped into a couple of people. But, no, I've never had the fire.
Bumped into a couple of people?
No. Right. So that's it. Anyway, hey, man, what a weekend. And especially, again, for college football, just incredible University of Miami men's basketball team. Down 13. It just felt, watching that game, that it was going to come together. But I got to be honest, when O'Meara got that fourth foul and knocked the crap out of their guard, I thought, oh, boy, what are they going to look like without him? Because Texas got some guys that can jump and some bigs and some, oh, boy. Well, they go out and score 51 second-half points. Do it without a three-point shot. 2 for 8 on threes, both in the first half. And just, again, Miami's got a couple of guys, and I understand that nobody's talking about him going in first round. And, you know, Jordan Miller, I just, you know, we watch him. And listen, the announcers are fair to those guys about how good they are. They make it a point to do it. But I'll be honest, Jordan Miller and Coach, I give Coach credit because Coach has called him the most underrated player all year in college basketball. He's one of the best players in college basketball. Does it at both ends. Can jump. He can defend. 7 for 7 last. I mean, listen, he had perfection last night. That doesn't happen in huge games. In your biggest game, a Final Four game, that guy, or getting to the Final Four, 7 for 7 and makes all 13 free throws. And he was knocking them down at the end like he was out shooting around with his buddies, just working on a shot after a practice. 27 points in the game. But there were a lot of other really good performances.
Well, how about Nigel Pack?
Nigel Pack.
I mean, especially on Friday, his game.
Well, that was ridiculous.
Was unreal. You know, Joe, it's interesting. I was doing like radio hits all over the country over the weekend. Everyone was calling me for this Canes thing. And, you know, when you game plan for Miami, it's difficult because they do have five guys that can beat you, as opposed to, I think they just have really five really good college basketball players. They got a couple extra that come off the bench too, but like
no.
Houston,
and I'm trying to be nice to everybody. That thing's driven by the starting five before you get carried away.
No, I know, but they have a couple nice contributors off the bench. But the interesting thing is, you look at a team like Houston, that they were 7.5 point favorites. Houston, so they have a guy, that guy Walker on Houston, is going to be the fifth or sixth pick in the NBA draft. The other guy, Sasser, is going to be a late first-round pick. So you got two guys on that team that are NBA first-round talents. One of them's a lottery pick. You game plan for those two guys, and you shut them down, and look what Miami was able to do in that game. They were dominant in that game.
Yeah. No, we saw it against Auburn a year ago.
Yeah.
I had to ask you after that Auburn game a year ago, I said, who are the big guys they're talking about that are
– Joe, that guy Walker is going to be the fifth or sixth pick in the NBA draft. Did he impress you?
No.
No, of course not.
I just thought all those guys, matter of fact, all starting five, and Wong picked it up after the half, and I know those guys are getting after him. You're Barkley, of course, saying, hey, if you're the best player, you got to play like it. You can't take two or three shots. And so Wong comes out in the second half and starts knocking down shots. Listen, their starting five, as you said, across the board was really – really good in that game.
Right about Wooga, by the way. Most improved player. It's not even close. From game one to where he's at now, he's a fantastic player. He had it all, Joe. He just had to put it together.
Well, he's starting to put it together.
Oh, he is.
Besides, so they got a real athletic team. They got some guys that, whatever they are, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", they rebound and play so much bigger that it's incredible. And then that big body, Omir, underneath is incredible. The team really complements each other really well on what they have. And they're fun to watch. We've had a few of the guys on over the last couple weeks. But listen, it's kind of a unique sport because you get to the Final Four, and it's a celebration, not of a national championship, but it's a pretty good celebration when everybody goes, I got to the Final Four my last year in college, or I got to a Final Four. And when we talk about college basketball coach, you go, he won one championship, but he got to the Final Four six times. And so it's and again, because you have so many Division I college basketball teams. We have conferences that don't have football. They're just basketball conferences that are really good. And, you know, the whole argument, and I saw the comments coming out, the ACC commissioner wasn't happy, and so look at the way Miami's playing, and we think we should have had more teams in, which, you know, nobody really cares about right now. This thing's down to four teams. It's not going to change, and you can change all the things you want after. Something else happened that Jim Larrañaga finally said something about it. And Jim's been a pretty good sport about this, but this money thing popped up again over the weekend, and the Wong's $100,000 player, and Pack's a $400,000 deal because, once again, Ruiz came out and said when he signed him what he signed him to, because he thought he'd get more publicity. Matter of fact, since then, he has said he'd do the same thing over and over. He's had a bunch of calls and said, listen, I've gotten, $25 million of a free advertisement off those guys. I do that all the time. We keep track of that stuff. And every time you guys bring them up, and Life Wallet, is it Life Wallet? If I got that, Life Wallet.
Yeah, that's correct.
So Coach Larrañaga, and I agree with this, and by the way, not because I mentioned it last week and the week before, because I don't usually think any better than anybody else, that's for sure. Everything I have is stolen from somebody else usually, to be to be really honest. But Jim said, you know, it'd be really nice, and I understand we got a guy that's bragging about what he's spending, and the money he does. And it's turned everybody off in college sports. And now we're finding out it's turned off a lot of writers and college basketball coaches. So Jim goes, it'd be really nice if we could find out what everybody's making on everybody's college basketball team. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be fun? Because you guys make a big deal about my $100,000 player being an ACC player of the year in Wong. And the other night, I knew this was going to happen as he was knocking down threes like they were free throws. Pack ends up, what'd he end up, Woody? 7 or 8 three-point shots? What'd he hit the other night here?
Oh, off the top of my head, I think it was 7. Joe.
7, okay. So you know what was coming with that after they won and he was sensational. They're going to bring up, somebody had to bring up that he makes 400 in the NIL, which is legal. It's not like this is hush money that leaked out to the world. No, we told everybody that's what he's getting. He's a top transfer portal guy. What was he, 3 in the transfer portal?
Yeah, so sadly, I've had to listen to all the press conferences because I've chopped them up, you know, for our pregame coverage and all that. So I've listened to every press conference in its entirety, and it is painful to listen to the national media with this narrative around Miami.
Oh, they're the only ones getting money?
They are,
money?
Joe. They're the only team that I have heard through this entire tournament that at every single press conference has been just peppered with questions about NIL.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only thing that right. this team has going around, like, and the only team that does it. Why don't you ask, you know, Alabama or ask, you know, some of these SEC schools
that should be good
at basketball, yeah. why they're, you know, making runs and all that. But it's brutal to listen to, man, these national media guys, everything, and most of these guys cover football anyway. But it's just painful to listen to these guys continue to ask questions. You know, Nigel Pack the other night didn't even do the press conference. It was Wong, I think, O'Meara, and they put Anthony Walker up there. And I think Nigel Pack is probably just like, enough already. Like, what else does he have to say?
Here's the problem. That team last night to play Texas. You don't think they got a few guys getting paid?
No, none of them, Joe. Of course not.
I mean, nobody got a bigger budget than the team they beat last night. You beat that team in any of the big sports, they're putting a lot of money into everything. So that's my thing. Now, listen, part of this, again, if he would have just signed them, nobody would say anything, and they go, hey, good job of keeping it quiet like the rest of us. But Coach Larrañaga did come out and say, you know what, it'd be nice if we found out what everybody was making. And, again, Coach Larrañaga is not the one saying, hey, we got two guys and spent a lot of money on them and those things. But, so it becomes a story. Those guys got to deal with it. It's funny.
It should stop, though. It really is. Well, it's such a weird narrative that this national media has that they, you know, because, again, this is the first time national media is covering this team and gets a chance to answer the questions. We don't have national media down here when they're playing, you know, these ACC teams. These guys don't come down.
Here's the other thing. So we kind of forget about this. Somehow the NIL is now connected to what has been going on for years and years when I was playing till the last 40 or 50 years. Money under the table, as you always hear. Lots of money under the table, according to how good you were. It's been going on. Everybody knew it was going on, especially in the bigger conferences. It was going on, and nobody said a word. Now, schools weren't happy, but there was an unwritten rule. You don't really call the other guy out, especially if you're trying to do the same thing yourself. But this is completely, again, I'm not a big fan of the way Ruiz does things about yapping. I'm very open about it. I think it's great he's given the money. And the other side of this is it makes, and you could see it by the questions being asked, Miami's got a lot. And one of my best friends said, man, Miami must have a lot of money down there, man. It sounds like that Miami money's crazy. So there's this perception out there, and it's a good one. It's good for business. It's good for business, so I'm not killing it. Miami, man. Everybody's got money down there. First of all, everybody thinks everybody that lives in Miami has got $1 billion. And on top of that, they're all giving money to the University of Miami for these NIL deals, man. Huh? And I go, well, it's a good perception to have because it's good for business. Because, Woody, you're right. Players are they're looking for the money, too. But and then we talk about that. Then you get a story like FAU. FAU doesn't have a lot of money. I'm not saying they don't have any money. They got alums too. But that's a hell of a story. That is what Dusty May has done has been an incredible story. So anyway,
did you see, by the way, there's not one top 30 player left in the tournament?
Oh,
from recruiting numbers,
no,
not
I,
one top
I
30 player
I
left.
See that.
You know, again, like the narrative about Miami that they bought their players is so stupid because it's just if you look at why Miami wins, it's because they have experience and they have a veteran team. That stuff.
Well, they got
counts,
a really
that
good
counts
coach
for everything, man.
Yeah.
I just think that's the biggest difference maker is that they don't make stupid plays like these other teams that are loaded with these top guys. And Joe, look, man, again, no top 30 players left in this thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy. UConn has like five of the next top highest recruited guys, and then the top recruited guy in Miami is Harlan Beverly.
Wow. So I just I go back to this. They got great experience, but they have really good players. I don't know how many. To me, it looks like Jordan Miller's going to be. He's going to be on the NBA roster. He just looks to me that good. Is long and looks the part. And we'll see. But the other thing is you got to play well together. Woody, I agree with you a zillion percent. That's about getting guys to play together, buy in. And you got a coach, man, that is really, really good and really relates well in his 70s to these young guys. He is really, really good.
Joe, you got past the toughest teams you're going to face here. You got past the one and the two. You can get past UConn. You're going to play San Diego State or FAU for a national championship.
It's right there.
I mean, Miami will never have another look at it like this, man.
No.
I mean, they're the best, in my opinion, they're the best team that's left.
Well, we'll find out. Listen, what I don't know, but UConn, what they did.
No, they're tough. They are tough. They beat Gonzaga, beat the hell out of Gonzaga. But what else can Miami do to prove themselves at this point, man, that they're the real deal? And they're underdogs in every one of these games. It's a remarkable thing.
They don't care about that.
No, I think it's actually great for them because I think they love that role.
FAU does the same thing. I'm sure they're getting tired of you know, go ahead, keep saying, you know, we're not very good. Keep saying that. We'll keep coming back and – Miami just, they're tougher than else. I think I felt like they're going to make a run. I didn't know if they're going to be able to overcome it. There for a while, they were Texas knocking down shots, and I was like, holy crap, even with one of their best players not playing, it was like, man, they were knocking down everything. But turned out great last night. They got in about 4 o'clock this morning. I see the TV cameras were out there, and it's a great time for the University of Miami basketball team. The second most important product at the university. And they're playing like it. And by the way, Coach Larrañaga, giving the program credit, which will be another topic, about the investment that the school has made to upgrade things to make it where players want to come here and play. So a lot of things going on, man. A lot of good things going on at the U. For years and years, we bitched. Miami can't just, they can no longer just get all the best players in their backyard and be really good and not have the facilities. And we got to pay coaches if we're going to go get frontline coaches. And we got to be this and we got to have that. And they've done everything. I didn't think it was ever going to happen. I'd be the biggest fraud in the world if I sat here today and told you that I thought Miami would never spend that money. Never. We're going to run it, and we're going to try to sell everybody on keep the kids locally. And I think Miami finally realized we got to do more than that. That's not just going to grab kids from American Heritage Plantation, St. Thomas Aquinas, Columbus, all the other schools. I didn't forget about Northwestern and Central and Chaminade and all the rest of the powerhouses that we have in football down here. They had to do more. And if you were out there, they had about every top recruit in the country at this Saturday event with parents watching, talking. It's incredible. Incredible to see. Just to go down and to see it. They're spending dough. They're spending dough, and it looks like a big-time program now from what the folks in the front have done spending money for these programs. Unbelievable. We got to go to break. We'll take a quick one.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Be right back. All right, welcome back, and good morning. Congratulations to all the great college basketball that's going on and every other thing that we have with champions to Final Four to Katie Meyer's great season they had. The UM women were fantastic this season. Finally, they lose last night to LSU, but what a great season ended up being for them, especially great run in the tournament. So I got to bring this up. It's incredible. I couldn't possibly make up Loserville buddy that is leaving today. I saw his ticket. He showed me his ticket. He is leaving with the girl he's with and the couple that they came to South Florida with. So Saturday I said, hey, let's go with Bo and Mary, and we'll go out tennis tournament, have some drinks, relax, watch some tennis, walk around. I mean, it's just a great atmosphere at the tennis tournament, if you like. You know, and they're getting great crowds. It's been fantastic. So I caved in again, this time not with money. So the guy calls me that I grew up with, who's in town again. And again, once again, he shows up without, hey, I'm coming to South Florida. You think we can get together? It's just, it's total ambush because he just doesn't get it. Not even close. Just completely, every time he does something, you know, the kids put up the double L, like double loser sometimes. This guy, if you could put up another hand in the middle, would be almost accurate. So he says, hey, man, this like, I'm going to leave you alone. I know you're down on me. I know what I've done to you. I said, dude, I hope you're okay, and I hope you guys are having fun, but my life's a lot better when you're not around. It really is, man. I don't wish anything bad on you, but, like, you're just bad news. Seriously. He goes, can you just do me one favor, man? Oh, what? You think we can get some tickets, some day passes or tickets to the tennis tournament? So Saturday I go, my daughter had some day passes. So I call her. She goes, yeah, I can get four. So I should get four. I get four day passes. Now I know I've seen him when he's drinking stuff, and it's really a bad idea. But I was going Saturday night, so I figured I wouldn't see him and he would be long gone. Because usually when people go during the day, it's a long-ass day. It's hot out there. Woody was out there. It was super hot. So usually you watch your matches during the day and you head home and do your thing at night in beautiful South Florida where there's lots to do. So we come in around 7, get in, watch a little turn. So we come out. Want to walk around a little bit, have a drink at the bar upstairs. Really nice. Sitting there and watching, and doubles going on over the top. You can see it. It's pretty cool. And I look over and I go, oh, my God. Here he comes. The four of them. Trash bagged. All four of them trash bag. I thought he was a loser. The girl, the woman he's with, she was pathetic. And then the couple, it was like he must have had a mirror, and when he sees himself, he saw those two. The four of them were made to be together as they're catching a flight sometime this morning to head back to find their way to Sacramento. So now they show up. So he stands over me like it's warm and fuzzy. I don't even get up. You know, and everybody's looking. And I go, hey, Bo. Because now I'm pissed, and my wife's disgusted. It ruined the whole night for my wife. And they're just standing there, like clueless. Like, I don't know how much more clear. Like, I don't want to be around you guys. I got nothing. You guys, so stand over us. Hey, what's going on? And, hey, I want you to introduce you. So pretty good move on his. Oh, I want to introduce you to my friends back home. And, you know, thanks for the tickets and the whole thing. So now, I mean, I can feel it. My wife's to my left. I got that vibe. So I said, hey, Bo. Now I'm pissed. I go, hey, Bo, you remember the guy that you heard about that puked and ran out on the tab a few years ago? He goes, yeah. I go, it's this guy. It's this idiot right here.
You ratted?
Ratted him right there.
Oh, that's
no,
weird,
no, no. So Bo got it. Bo picked up on it and goes, hey, dude, you know Bo. So you're the great loser. And so everybody laughed, oh, yeah, 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 and stuff. And he goes, no, dude. And so Bo gave him that hard act, you know, like, hey, not cool, man. Not cool what you did. Oh, no, 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 you know. So said, yeah, and that wasn't the worst part. Listen to this. There's no codes, and don't try to call me about the code. I go, yeah. He brought a girl back to my house that, like, I'd never met before, like, after he left your bar. So, you know, it's kind of awkward for everybody, but I'm getting it out. And he just kind of laughed it off, man. It was incredible. Everything bounces off him. Nothing bothered him. So he goes, do you mind if we sit with you guys? And I go, no. No. We're here by ourselves, and you're more than welcome. I can't stop you from going anywhere, but I just want to let you know it's really expensive up here, and we're having one drink, and you're not in my drink plans right now. No, no, no. We weren't expecting that. No, 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 no. I got money. No, 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 you don't. And no, man. Like, go enjoy it. And meanwhile, you know, you can just tell when people are trash, right? They're going to. So anyway, and the night went from a really nice evening to, and this was getting like 10-ish. This is at 10. I don't know what time they got there, but I was like, this is unbelievable. So it ends this way. Can I talk to you for a second? Oh, God. Every time we have one of those one-on-one talks away from everybody, I get hit, and it's usually money. So I go, what's up, man? I said, you need to leave. Hey, man, like, seems like there's some really bad blood, man. You seem like you're really mad at me in front of everybody. I said, dude, I'm done with you, man. You're a disaster in my life. I'm dysfunctional enough without you. I don't need you. So anyway, I said, you need to leave, man. Seriously, it's really bad. I said, and by the way, my wife can't stand you. Like, seriously. And that's that. You need to go. So you know what he says to me? You know the last thing before he goes. Hey, man, you have any money? Can I just borrow? And I'll pay you back when I get home. I go, no, you're not going to pay me. You never pay me. So I did. I emptied my wallet again. I said, dude, this is it.
You're a good guy, man. I like
no,
that.
I'm not.
Nice.
No, 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 man. I'm really dislike this guy. Of course, then the wife, I sit down, and she goes, did you give me money? And I lied to my wife. I said, no. Just, oh, God. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of good stuff to get to. I apologize for that. But one of the great losers of all time. The greatest loser in my life of dysfunction. And I grew up with that guy. And here we are in our 60s, and he hasn't changed a bit. He better be on that plane this morning. 7 o'clock hour's coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.